Okay, so the last time we were we got together, we were talking about Mishneh Gimel in Perek Rishon, right, which has to do with that Antigonus' statement that a person should not keep the mitzvos or follow the Torah for an expectation of a reward, right? But he should do it just for the sake of the thing itself, that he recognizes that the Torah is true and beneficial. Okay. So the thing is, the last thing we could do is the Rambam. That the Rambam gives a little explanation. Okay. So he actually did the first part of the Rambam. Okay. But then the Rambam goes on, okay, and he says, "Amnam ivduhu ka'avadim." It's like, a little into the Rambam. "Amnam ivduhu ka'avadim she'ina mekavim lahatava v'lo l'gnus chesed." Okay, so a person should keep the Torah not out of an expectation of something in return. Okay, so he says like this: Ratzah bazeh sheyehu ovdin me'ava. A person should be oved me'ava. Okay, from a love of the system, of the Torah. Okay, kamo she'amarnu b'perek asiri mi'Sanhedrin. Then he says like this. Okay, so a person should keep the Torah from ava, from the love of the ideas and chachma and the mitzvos. Okay, but he says like this: v'im kol zeh. But the Rambam adds a little caveat. Okay, he says im kol zeh lo petaron min hayira. You should not exclude yourself from yira, from fear. Even if a person is oved me'ava, don't exempt yourself from fear. Why? He says, ve'amar. Okay, because he's interpreting the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says a person should be ka'avadam ha'mishamshim es ha'rav shelo al menas l'kabal pras, v'hi morah shamayim aleichem, and the fear of heaven should be upon you. So what is that last little clause? So the Rambam says what that means is that a person should serve from Ava, but still in all, don't give up Yira. Don't give up the fear. Okay? So that's what he says. The Amar, that Pirkei Avos says, Im heyosuchem ovdin me'ava, lo tanichu hayira legumri. Don't give up Yira totally. Okay? So this is sort of like a puzzling statement, a mystifying statement. If Ava is the correct motive that a person is supposed to guide his life by what's correct and what's makes sense to him, and in terms of a positive motivation, and not to be motivated by either a desire for a reward or a fear of punishment. So why does the Rambam add this? But don't give up fear totally. I mean, either it's a good thing or not. Okay, and how much? And what does it mean, legamri? How much should I hold on to? Okay. So it's a little funny, but maybe let's go a little further and see what else he has here. Okay. So then he goes into v'hi morah shamayim aleichem. He says the Rambam says, I mean, unless somebody has an idea.
Well, let me ask. Does it make it sound like that fear isn't there is no virtue of fear in its own right in the system, and that it's only to keep, let's say, love in check, or I mean, I'm not sure. I'm asking that. Like whether.
Well, that's what you would think. You would think that fear is really a lower kind of motivation. Fear is like desire for reward and a fear of punishment. That is, you know, a lower type of motive. And that we're going to see that the Rambam in the Yana Chazaka says exactly that the person should not keep the Torah out of fear. That's a childish type of level. So if that's the case, that's the problem. Because the Mishnah seems to be saying that what should motivate you is what you see to be true and what you see to be beneficial for yourself, and not to be pushed around by these ideas of fear and punishment, fear and reward. So that's the problem. But now the Rambam sort of says, but don't go too far. Don't give it up totally.
You're not that perfect.
So, Rabbi Markowitz?
Yes.
Is he saying that, meaning even for the most perfected guy, don't give up fear totally?
Okay, that's a good question. What level? You mean what you're saying is there are levels?
Yeah.
In other words, there are levels. What you're saying is don't progress too fast. Eventually you may be on a level where you can operate solely on rationality and the true motives. But don't try to get there too fast. You know that, right?
Right.
You may have to resort to the lower level during transition. Don't jump from one level to another without the right. Don't have too much. In other words, you have to have a recognition of your own weaknesses, your own self, and there's a transition period. Okay, that's good. I mean, that would seem to be the answer. Okay. But let's go a little further, because you see there's more to it, and we could explain further. But, I mean, on a basic level, you're correct. Obviously, right, that's correct. In other words, the Rama means don't give it up before you're ready. Okay, you can't operate just on the highest level. Okay, but let's take a look a little further. Okay, so the Rama says like this. He goes into it. He says, Kikvar ba batorah hamitzvah bayira. Okay, so now the Rambam calls yira is actually a mitzvah. Okay, it's a mitzvah. V'hu amru es Hashem elokecha tira. Person should have fear of God. V'amru chachamim, and the chachamim said, avod me'ava, avod me'yira. Person should serve God from ava and from yira. Okay. He says, V'amru, and Chazal said, Ha'ohev lo yish. Okay, right? So it would seem that really this goes against what we were initially proposing, that there's a transition stage. This would seem to indicate that now Yira and Ahava are both mitzvos. And a person, it's a mitzvah, as Hashem elokecha tira. So a person should maintain a state of yira. Right? So that would seem to be, that's a mitzvah. That is a meritorious thing on its own. Okay, so again, it's a little bit difficult, because if you're going to understand yira as a fear of punishment, so then that's sort of what the Pirkei Avos was trying to dissuade you from keeping the Torah because of extraneous reasons, either reward or equally well punishment. A person should avoid those kind of motivations. But now it seems that Yira is really a mitzvah. mitzvah? That seems a little difficult, right? I mean, that requires some kind of explanation. Because what's the difference if I say you shouldn't do a mitzvah to expect a reward? So equally well, you shouldn't do a mitzvah because of a fear of punishment. Well, how could that be a mitzvah in the Torah?
Wait, are you saying because without reward, then it must be that he's following because of fear?
What's that? I'm saying that the Pirkei Avos seems to be saying that if a person follows the Torah just because he expects a reward, that's a low level.
Right.
Now, wouldn't that stand to reason that the converse is true too? That if a person, I don't know the converse, but that the corresponding statement would also be true, that if a person keeps the Torah merely because he's afraid of being punished, that's also, that would also seem to be a low level, because it's also low lishma.
Right.
Not doing it for the Torah itself, he's doing it simply because he doesn't want to be punished. But if he'd take away the punishment, he wouldn't follow the Torah at all. So that would seem to be, that should be a low level too. So how could it be a mitzvah?
Could you have year in two frameworks? I mean, you're talking about year as motivation, but maybe year could just be simply like the result of a recognition of the reality. I mean, couldn't it be that,
okay,
like,
that's a different kind of year. That's correct. That's like the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Yesodi HaTorah. Right? When a person sees Chachma, he has two reactions. He's drawn to it and he has awe. Okay. But let's see, the Rambam doesn't seem to be approaching it, because let's just read a little further. See? The Rambam says like this. He explains what's Yira and what's Ava. And he explains it differently than in the Yad HaChazaka. Okay. He says like this, Ohev lo yishkach davar bima shetsuva la soso. A person that loves does not forget to do what he was commanded to do. Vehayare lo yase davar mima shehuzar me'a soso. And the person who fears will not do what he is instructed not to do. Kila yira mavo gado b'mitzvos losa se. The choshe came b'mitzvos hashimios. Because yira is a leads into, and is a great, I guess, motivator for mitzvos losa se, for the negative commands. Okay. You see, the Ram, forget about the Yad HaChazaka for a second, right? He's got a different description here. So his description here is that Ava has to do with the mitzvahs asay, because Ava has to do with complying with things you're supposed to do. And Yira has to do with mitzvahs los asay, because Yira means when a person will not transgress what he's told not to do. Okay, this on its own is sort of a, I don't know, strange type of thing, because wouldn't you say, couldn't you keep both classes of mitzvahs from Ava and equally well from Yira? I mean, a person that has Ava will do what he's told to do because he loves complying, and equally well, he would stay away from what he's told not to do, just out of Ava. And conversely, I mean, a person that's operating out of Yira, fear, it's true he won't transgress what he's told not to do, but a person sometimes will also do things he's supposed to do out of fear. Out of fear. The ruler tells you to do a certain thing, you're afraid of him, and you do it.
It's an odd distinction, yeah, I see.
What's that?
Yeah, it's an odd distinction. I don't get the...
It's an odd distinction.
Yeah.
Okay. The year in the Rambam seems to be some sort of, you know, of fear or some kind of, you know, where a person puts up a barrier against doing certain things. That seems to be Yira. And that, the Rambam says, is a mitzvah. But if that is, if that belongs to something along the lines of fear, we're back to the original dilemma. Because fear seems to be lo lishma. Okay. So it's a, I mean, it's, you know, after you read this, you're a little, you end up a little confused, you know, with what the Rambam is trying to, what kind, it doesn't sound like the Rambam, it doesn't sound like the Ava and Yira of the Yisodei Torah. I mean, it just, you know, it just seems like he's throwing in this strange thing. Okay, but the thing is that if you want to take a look, see, there's an interesting thing where the Rambam talks about Yira and Ava at the end of Hilchos Tshuva. So I think if we take a look at that, we might better get a better idea. Because the Rambam, when he talks about Ava and Yira in Yisodei Torah, that is, seems like a... Well, we're not going to get too far with that because... He's on a different, that's a different track. But if you take a look at the Ava and Yira, where he discusses that, at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, it's Perek Yud. Okay? So he says there, he says, Perek Yud Halacha Aleph. Okay? He says clearly, Al Yomar Adam Hareini Osen Mitzvos HaTorah Ba'osik b'chachmaso k'dei she'ekabel kol ha'brachos ha'ksuvos bo. Okay. He says a person should not say, I'll keep the Torah, or I will study the Torah and study chachma in order that I should be rewarded with the brachos that are written in the Torah. A person should not do that. Okay? That seems pretty definitive. Right? Or that I should receive some kind of the next life. The Efrosh mean Averos, or a person should be Poresh, stay away from Averos, she is Hira Torah, that the Torah warns us about, Kadesha and not so mean HaKlalos, in order to be saved from the kolos that are written in the Torah. Oh, k'day shelo echros mechayelam abba, or that he shouldn't, or not to lose chayelam abba. In other words, he shouldn't be motivated by reward and punishment. That should not be his motive. He says, "Ein roi labod es Hashem al haderech hazeh." Person should not serve God with this method. Sha'ovid al derech zeh hu ovid meyira. That is ovid meyira. And that is not good. Ve'in milas anaviyim v'lomilas achav. Right? So right here, the Rambam seems to be going against what he's saying in the Yerusha Mishnayos on Pirkei Avos, because over there he says, lo tanichu yira. You shouldn't drop the yira. And the yira seems there to have something to do with a fear of a vera, some kind of threat of fear. So it seems that this is going totally against it. And then he says, "Ve'ein ovdim Hashem al derech zeh, ela ami haaretz v'hanashim v'hakatanim." Okay. So you should not serve God from Yira. But now look at Halacha Beis. He says, "Ha'oved me'ava, osek b'Torah u'b'mitzvos, v'holeich b'nesivus ha'chachma." He goes in the way of chachma. Lo mitnei davar ba'olam, v'lo mitnei yiras ha'ra. not because of the fear of Ra. V'lo kedei liyirash hatova. Not in order to get any type of inheritance or any type of outside benefit. That's Oved Me'av. Ela Osek HaEmes Nishu Emes. He follows what his mind tells him is true because it's true, not because something will become of it. V'sofa davar labo b'glala. And whatever results is a secondary, is a natural result, but that's not, doesn't affect his motive. Okay. That's Oved Me'ava. And over here, the Rambam seems to say you shouldn't be Oved Me'ira, but only Ava. In the Pirush Mishnayos, he seems to say that actually Yira is a mitzvah. Okay. So that's, right? That would seem to be problematic. And then the Rambam says, Umayla zu hi mayla gedola ma'od. This is a great level. Ava is a very great level. And ein kol chacham zochala. Not every chacham, even a chacham, is not zocha to that level of Ava. Okay? And that's the milus of Avram Avinu, Shikar Kadosh Baruch Hu Ovo, Lefishalo Ovar El Me'ava. Okay? So Ram says it's a very high level, and not even every Chacham is zocha to this. Okay? But Yira, that, forget. That's out of question. Okay. All right. So one question is, here he seems to be putting down Yira, and in Pirkei Avos he's making it into a mitzvah. Okay. But I just want to go into one more difficulty. Okay. And that is, it would seem that if you read so far in the Rambam, it seems that there is very little room for the average person. Because the Rambam says that Yira is out of the question. Nobody should serve from Yira. That's the lowest level, and a person shouldn't serve that. Right? And Ava is the highest level. And that very few, even Chachamim, attain that level. So I just have one simple question. What is the average person supposed to do? Right? Ava is very high level. Yira, very low. What does the average person do? What should be his motive for keeping mitzvahs? Okay? Now, if you take a look at the Rambam, in Halacha, the same parak, Halacha Hey. Okay? He says like this. He says, "Kol ha'osik b'Torah, kidei lekabel schar, o kidei shelo tegia alav paranos, harizah osik shelo lishma." If a person keeps the Torah for reward or fear of punishment, that's lo lishma. Okay. B'chol ha'osik ba lo liyira v'lo lekabel schar. If a person does not keep the Torah for those reasons, el b'nei avas Adon Kala Arts, but out of Ava, Shetziva Ba, that God commanded him, Hareza Osig Ba Lishma. That is Lishma. The Amu Chachamim La'olam Yasak but Adam Batara Afilu Shalol Lishma Nitok Shalol Lishma Ba Lishma. Okay. Now he says like this, Lefichach Kesha Malamdim Es Haketanim, when a person is teaching children, Besanashim Klal Amea Aretz, person that doesn't know, ein melamden o son, el lavod meyira. So the first step is you have to teach a person meyira, ukedei lechabel schar, and in order that he should receive a reward. That's the initial how you introduce a person. Then he says ad shetarbet daitan, until they become a little more knowledgeable, bi'ischachmu chachma yisera. Megalim lehem raz ze me'at ma'at. As they increase in knowledge, then you can give them this information slowly. Umar gilin osa osan le'inyan ze, and get them used to this idea of doing things for their own sake. Zeh benachas, okay, slowly and cautiously. Ad sheyasi guhu v'yedu'uhu v'yavdu me'ava, until they understand and they arrive at a level of understanding, and then they can serve God me'ava. Okay. So, it doesn't sound now that the Rambam is saying this is just for me'at chachamim, some of the chachamim, and it's an extremely high level, and it's the level of Avraham. It sounds now that this is for the average person after he's become mature and gained knowledge, then he can understand that you don't serve out of Yira. But he says that that person will serve Yavdu Me'ava. He'll serve out of Ava. So how is that consistent with the previous halacha, that only very few people could attain that level? Now the Rambam would seem to be saying that this is a level that the average person with the correct training can reach. So that's what I'd like to explain. I'd like to understand that point. Okay? Why the Rambam first said that Ava is practically unattainable for the average person, and then later on the Rambam says that that's exactly what you should teach the average person, to serve from Ava. And the Yira is really it's just an introductory stage, but really Ava is how a person should operate. Right? You see the problem in the Rambam?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I'd like to understand what is the two... Apparently there's two Avas here. I'd like to understand what those two things are.
Can you say that the first one in the beginning of the parak is talking about the totality of a person? Like that whole entire involvement is one that's Ava? Like by Avram Avinu, he really had no other motivation. You know, his...
Right.
Everyone else around him was doing, you know, Avodah Zarah, so his only possible motivation was one of Ava. So in a sense, that was his totality. But in reality, it's very now that, you know, with all the mitzvos and everything, and living in a society that's Jewish, it's probably very difficult to achieve that level of Ava because there's so many other motivations. So perhaps in the end, that's he's saying that, you know, you should be, that should be the goal. And even though the chances of actually reaching that totality are very small, in certain areas you're able to achieve a level of Ava.
Okay. So in certain areas a person is able to achieve the level of Ava. But then in the other areas he's operating out of Yira.
Right.
But then the Rambam seems to say that the person should not. It's Ein Roy Lavod as Hashem out of Yira, and that when you teach a person and he sees that the Torah is actually beneficial for him, then he will be able to be motivated by the desire for the benefit. The Rambam seems to say that the Yira is not what the Torah is after. The Torah is after Ava.
Right. In other words, the Torah is after Ava, but the bottom line is that it's going to be very difficult to reach a level of Ava. So it's a good backup. You know, the ideal, the goal is for Ava, but until you reach a level of Ahava, it's better to have Yira than nothing.
Right. But then it would come out that, Yira is, that pretty much Yira is how people are going to have to operate.
Right.
But the Rambam seems to say, to confine Yira to really just beginners. So, I mean, in other words, maybe you're saying that a person has, like, sort of a combination.
Right.
You know, partial Yira, partial Ahava.
That's what I think he's saying in Avos.
Okay. But in us over here. Over here, right, that's what I'd like to understand. What's this, what kind of combination is that? I mean, and the Rambam seems to say you drop Yira over here. That you drop it. You ain't Roy Lavod. He doesn't say Ein Roy Lavod Yira Levad only Yira, right? He seems to say period. Ein Roy Lavod Yira period. Right? If you say it's a blend, it's a combination, then he shouldn't have said that. He should have said that Ava is a very high level. And Yira is a good, Yira is necessary, but a person should try to reduce the Yira and increase the Ava. But he seems to say the Yira is really should be eliminated, and it's just a necessary means.
Right.
But it should be eliminated. But if it's only possible for a few people, I mean, it doesn't seem like the parak is too much practicality for too many people.
I don't know if I was saying this before, but in the beginning it sounds like he's saying setting up the goals. Like, for example, like he references the, like, that these things exist in the Torah, you know, like rewards and punishments. So it's very possible that someone would be misled to think that this is the actual goal of keeping the mitzvot, is that you should get the rewards and avoid the punishments. So he's saying, don't set up the goals in that sense, in that manner, that you're avoiding punishments and getting rewards. You should set it up to lead a person to Ahava.
That's right.
But he says that you should teach kids, you know, when they're growing up to do Yira until Tirbat Da'atam, right?
That's right.
So it's not like it's a complete, you know, distortion of Judaism. It's just saying that it's a stepping stone.
It's a stepping stone, right. But it's a stepping stone for the average person.
Right.
But it's not a stepping stone for the average person if nobody can get to the next level.
Rabbi Markowitz? The other... I mean, it's one thing insofar as behavior, but it's another thing insofar as maybe the recognition of what is the truth. In other words, like, maybe a person, you know, behaviorally, there's no way they can, you know, other than an Avraham Avinu, to act totally out of Ahava. But to understand that Ahava is the essential way to act, and that, yeah, I have to fall back on Yira because I'm just not on that level, and if I just try to act on Ahava, you know, I can't do it. You know, can't you say that that's, you know, maybe that's what he's talking about at the beginning. He's explaining that you should know when you're acting what is the real, I guess, what's the reality. And then, you know, then, I mean, he continues and he talks about it, then in the reality, a person has to, you know, has to do a benachas. But just because you can't act out of Ahava doesn't mean you can't understand that is the essence.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That's what the Rambam means. In other words, the question is, what is wrong with acting out of Yira? Why does the Rambam say it's Ein Roy Lava Ba? The reason why is Yira... The person has the incorrect value system. He doesn't understand, he doesn't recognize the true value of Torah. So that's why he keeps it, because somebody's holding a gun to his head. But he has no recognition of the truth. You see, that's why Yira is no good. Okay? But once the person has a recognition of the truth, that's Ava already. That's exactly what the Rambam means. Ava means where a person has the true value system and he has a recognition of the truth. That is Ava. You see? But that alone will not necessarily transform the person into action. You see, action depends on something else. Because action requires emotional conviction also. You see, and just a recognition of the truth does not transform the emotions into a state of conviction. You see? So therefore, in order for the person to function with that knowledge, he has to exercise self-control. He has to control himself. He must restrain himself. You see? But that's not Yira. Yira means, when the Rambam talks about Yira here, he means where the person restrains himself because he does not recognize the truth. And he's just afraid of the gun to the head. You see? But Ava is where the person has a recognition. But the only thing is, with that recognition, now he has the tools, he must restrain himself. You see? And that explains, that's the answer to the question. Because the Rambam is using Ava in two ways. Ava always means a recognition of the truth. You see? But the higher Ava, when the Ava in Halacha Beis, is where the person has the recognition plus the operation. You see, he recognizes the truth, and his function is guided only by the truth. Then he has he's not in conflict. You see, that's a very high level, where the function of the person is also determined only by the MS. You see, but the lower level of Ava is where he has the recognition of the MS, but his function is not based on MS. His function has to be artificially controlled by his self-restraint. You see? So he has to threaten himself. Don't do this. You'll lose the benefit. You see? That's a self-imposed fear. I'm going to lose the benefit of the mitzvahs. I better not do this. You see? That's because he's in conflict. Okay? So that's the answer to the question.
Very good.
Okay, but what the Rambam is excluding Yira is where he does not have a recognition of the truth. His value system is false. Ava means where the value system is true. But the ultimate Ava is where the value system is true, and he functions with the truth alone. No self-control. Doesn't have to control himself. Doesn't want to engage in anything other than truth. No desire. See? That's the thing. But Yira, that's out of the question, because that's a false value system. So I always wondered, you know, not always, because I just listened to this, I heard this shiur this year, but I was listening to a tape in the Rav, where the Rav was talking about the topic of Kovashis Yitzro and Tzadik, I forget the other term. The Rambam uses two terms, Kovashis Yitzro and Oiz Me'ava, maybe? Not sure. But anyways, the Rav said that, you know, there are two types of people. People that have to control themselves, and then there are people that just naturally follow the truth. They have no desire for evil. Right? And the Rambam says that Yosef HaTzadik was such a person. Yosef HaTzadik was not even tempted. It was not a struggle for him. No struggle. He was not tempted by evil. Simply was not a temptation for him. Okay. So, what about, what's her name? Right, in the Potiphar? Ashes Potiphar? Seemed pretty tempted there.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't succumb, but it seemed like there was a bit of a struggle. Right? See, but the thing is that that was an external. You see, every person's human. An external situation can always get a guy. But what it means is, Ovid Me'ava, where he has the correct value system and he follows it and doesn't desire anything else, it means internally there is no internal temptation away from the truth. The truth is the most tempting thing for him. So internally, there's nothing pulling him away. But he is human. An external situation can get him. You see? An external situation where there's a force attacking him externally to draw him in, you see, that could get any person. Because he has instincts, he's not without instinct. See, but what it means is that the Ove Me'ava means internally, he'll never sway, he'll never go off the derech internally. See, so that was Yosef HaTzadik, that all of his desires were for the truth. Okay. But that's what the Rambam means. Most people, if they have the right education, have the true values. But it doesn't eliminate the struggle. They have to control themselves. They have to exert control. You see, so that's really the approach that we were saying to begin with in the Rambam. When the Rambam said, Avod Me'ava, but don't drop Yira. You know what I mean? What does it mean, don't drop Yira? He doesn't mean the Yira of Halacha Aleph, that the fear of punishment. That's not what he means. He calls it Yira because Yira, when a person controls himself, you see, he's employing Yira. He's employing the tactic of fear. He says, if I do this, I'll lose the truth. I can't. How can I do this? You see, he's restrained. He controls himself. He's employing the Yira as a means to control himself. Okay. So that's what the Rambam means. The Rambam means that even when a person sees the truth, don't think that if you see the truth, now you don't have to exercise self-restraint anymore. Now, hey, that's it. I'm going to be natural. No, not so fast. That's very few people. Don't expect to give up Yira. You're going to have to employ Yira as a means to keep yourself in line. See? But that's a different kind of Yira. That's not the year where he really believes in a false value.
You can explain the distinction in the Pirkei Avos about the positive mitzvos and negative mitzvos?
Okay, so now that we got this, okay, so what do you, now you tell me.
Can you repeat the question, please?
The question that you just asked me. In other words, what is the? Why does the Rambam say, when it comes to the mitzvah of Yira, the Rambam says that has to do with keeping the losa says, not transgressing, right? Abstaining from transgression. And ava has to do with complying with things you're supposed to do, right? So we ask, the person who has ava could also refrain from transgressions. And a person that has yira could comply with what he's supposed to do. So why does the Rambam isolate Yira for those things that you're supposed to stay away from, and Ava to those things you're supposed to do? On contrary, the Rambam should say, really, you need both, and both Ava and Yira, both together, help you keep the positive mitzvos, and they help you stay away from the negative mitzvos.
Can you say something like you said before, that like by Yosef, the temptation was something that was external to him. So a lot of times the most essays are something that's really like an external situation that kind of just presents itself to us. So maybe in that regard, it's better to it's more likely that you'll be using Yira in that situation.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Right, that's good, that's good. In other words, you could say a little broader, right, that what the Rambam means is not that one is only used, the Yira is only used in the Los Assays, and Ava is only used in the Assays, but what he means is Yira means self-restraint. Self-restraint expresses itself primarily, to the greatest degree, it expresses itself in restraining yourself from evil, right? From things you're not supposed to do that are harmful, and the Ava, which is the recognition of what is good for you, that expresses itself more in things that you do that express that idea, the pursuit of positive involvements. It's expressed most, that's a greater expression of the part of you that sees what's true. It motivates you to do things. You see, the part of you that sees what's true motivates you to do things. It also keeps you away from things that are harmful, but not primarily. Primarily, it has to invoke the part of you that is cautious and fearful. That's the part that becomes activated when you want to stay away from harmful things. That part has to be activated, the cautious and fearful part. Keeps you away from harm. So that's why, yes, it's true. The part that recognizes the truth is instrumental also. But not instrumental directly, instrumental as a motivating factor, as an instigator. But what really is directly instrumental in keeping a person from harm is cautious part of his nature. That's Yira. You see? And what really is most instrumental in causing a person to move forward and act positively, not his cautious part of his personality. You see, the cautious part of his personality may play a role, because if a person is cautious, he also wants to attain good things so that he'll be further away from harm. But primarily, the part of you that is instrumental there is the part that embraces the things that are good and says, hey, wow, this is a great thing, let me go after this. You see? So it is the wilder part, the active part of man. You see, the part of man that's seeking benefit and seeking enjoyment, that energetic part of man is what motivates him towards the good. And what restrains him is not really that part. What restrains him is the cautious and the fearful part. You see, that's why he calls it Yira. Really, there are two parts to man. There's the cautious part and the fearful part, and then there is the courageous part. You see, the courageous part is the part that motivates him for the good. You see, and when he's faced with evil, then he needs to invoke to a certain extent the cautious part. Say, oh, gotta stay away from that. See, so that's why the Rambam splits it up like that. Okay, so really, right, once we have this framework of Yira and Ahava, then really the Rambam in the Yerach HaVaga and the Pirush HaMishnah fits in perfectly, really. Makes perfect, just follows naturally with that, with those ideas. Right, and that's really the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Yira and Ahava, according to the Rambam, is to invoke those of a person's nature, to utilize those parts to direct him to the good. You see? That's the thing, right? I mean, I think it really worked out very nicely.
Yeah.
You know, really, from, you know, it's, you know, initially when you see it, it's very vague, but now you can see it's, it really explains it very nicely.
Do you think the Rambam includes in Mishneh Torah, like, Lav Kol Chacham Zochelo for this reason? Like, seems like a strange thing to include, you know?
You mean for this reason, in order to tell you not to be too, not to drop your caution.
Right.
Could be. That's right. Sounds like a note of caution. You know? Sounds like a note of caution. But also, it's really to describe the state. I mean, you're correct. It is a note of caution. But I think also it's to describe the state, because if he wouldn't say that, the average person that reads it really projects onto this description what he has experience with, you see, and he assumes that it's the experience he's familiar with. You know what I mean? So the Rambam wants to tell you it's not the experience you're familiar with. The experience that you experience is really a dual state. You know, where you're drawn to the thing, but there's also diversions. You know, there's also you're not totally consumed with the thing. He wants to show you there is a state of a person where he's totally consumed. You see, and if he wouldn't say that, person wouldn't realize that. Would think, okay, it's this type of experience. You say, no, it's a qualitatively different experience that a person is totally me'ava. It's a different experience. It's the experience of being totally consumed with something that you're in love with. You see? And that a person doesn't really necessarily associate. Well, most people do not associate with knowledge, you know, with the pursuit of the truth. They don't associate that type of description. That type of description a person associates more with romantic, and a romantic experience that a person could understand. You see, but what he's saying is that experience, that romantic experience, really exists in this sphere also, which is probably why the term Ahava is used, is to connote that all-encompassing experience, which is a total state of happiness. You see, so he has to tell you that, otherwise you wouldn't know it exists. Okay.
By the way, the what you were saying about Yosef, I don't know if this is the same thing, but I just remember Rebbe talking about once on Shir. I think it was a Chazal that says about Adam before the Chait and after the Chait.
Yeah.
Was Roa Ve'ino Roa Misave, and I think after the Chait.
Right,
I'm
right.
Sorry, that was after the Chait, but before the Chait it was Roa Misave Ve'ino Roa Ve'ino Misave. Something like, I don't know. If
right.
It sounds to me like it's maybe a similar idea.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, that's the idea. That's right. Same type of thing, same type of idea. Whether it's internal or it's because of an external situation.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
Thank you, Ray Markowitz.
Alright, thank you.